Blog Talk Radio.
Now let's set the record straight. There's no argument over the choice between peace and war, but there's only one guaranteed way you can have peace, and you can have it in the next second. Surrender. Admittedly, there's a risk in any course we follow other than this, but every lesson of history tells us that the greater risk lies in appeasement. And this is the specter our well-meaning liberal friends refuse to face, that their policy of accommodation is appeasement. And it gives no choice between peace and war, only between fight or surrender. If we continue to accommodate, continue to back and retreat, eventually we have to face the final demand, the ultimatum. And what then? Well, Nikita Khrushchev has told his people he knows what our answer will be. He has told them that we're retreating under the pressure of the Cold War, and someday, when the time comes to deliver the final ultimatum, our surrender will be voluntary, because by that time, we will have been weakened from within spiritually, morally, and economically. He believes this because from our side, he's heard voices pleading for peace at any price, or better rather than death. Or as one commentator put it, he'd rather live on his knees than die on his feet. And therein lies the road to war, because those voices don't speak for the rest of us. You and I know and do not believe that life is so dear and peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery. If nothing in life is worth dying for, when did this begin? Just in the face of this enemy? Or should Moses have told the children of Israel to live in slavery under the Pharaohs? Should Christ have refused the cross? Should the patriots at Concord Bridge have thrown down their guns and refused to fire the shot heard around the world? The martyrs of history were not fools. And our honored dead, who gave their lives to stop the advance of the Nazis, didn't die in vain. Where then is the road to peace? Well, it's a simple answer after all. You and I have the courage to say to our enemies, there is a price we will not pay. There is a point beyond which they must not advance. Winston Churchill said the destiny of man is not measured by material compositions. When great forces are on the move in the world, we learn we're spirits, not animals. He said there's something going on in time and space and beyond time and space, which, whether we like it or not, spells duty. You and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth, or we'll sentence them to take the last step into 1,000 years of darkness.
Everybody, how you doing tonight? It's Joe from Greensboro, North Carolina, understanding the times in which you live today. And I want to say hello to my listening audience here tonight. And I didn't even really advertise. I really didn't even put the show out there. So that's great. They must be following me. I got more listeners when I'm not on than I do when I am on. I want to say a special hello to those special people out there that are listening with bad intentions. I want to say, God bless you. God bless you. Forgive them, Lord, for they do not know what they do. Forgive them. Oh, Lord. All righty. Here we go. All right. It's Friday night, 9:33 p.m. on the East Coast here. And I know we got listeners all around the world tuning in here tonight, as always. And there's no guest scheduled here tonight, so it's a free-for-all. I could play commercials all night long, or I could listen to your voices. I could do whatever you want to do. It's your call. And we're going to be on tomorrow also, because I just want to do this podcast because maybe it pisses some people off. You know, I want to convict these people of what they're really all about, which is nothing. You know, we started off this show preaching about the New World Order. The New World Order. And there's people on this phone line right now that did not believe a lot of things that I used to tell them. And then they woke up. I think my friend from Florida is listening tonight. Hopefully he pushes the number one and comes on here. He's got some things he wants to talk about. But, you know, the New World, what is the New World Order? What is the New World Order exactly? Well, we see what's going on with this flu virus. Oh, that's right. I thought they said it was a flu virus. Remember flu virus? Well, wait, it's not the flu virus anymore, right? It's COVID-19. And how many people do you know that have actually contracted this virus and died? If I was talking to this guy Mitch over in Korea in February, I was on the Zoom network when we were doing the Zoom platform there, and he called and he said, "Man, this flu virus, it's going to kill everybody. So you need to warn everybody, Joe. It's going to kill everybody. Next year at this time, everybody's going to be dead." And, Mitch, I don't know where you're at tonight, but I just don't see it. I don't see it. And if that's the case, if China had it before us, everyone in China should be dead already, no matter how many people are over there. How many they got over there? 2 billion? 1 billion? I don't know. What's the population over there? I know they kill babies like crazy, and they throwing them in those underground caves, and they got the organ harvesting going on over there. Oh, yeah, organ harvesting. That's right. That was another great show we did with David Kelger, the former Prime Minister of Canada. That was years ago. That was a great show, actually. But listen, the phone number is 657-383-0616 if you got something you want to talk about. Oh, one more thing. Black Lives Matter. This is a crap on social media that Pepsi gave them $100 million. What is it? Walmart. Yeah, Walmart gave Black Lives Matter $100 million. If anyone could verify that, I'd really appreciate it. I doubt it. It's not true. It did not happen. So don't get all mad and get divided amongst each other, because George Soros is out there with his crew, cronies, and, you know, in Portland, Oregon, they let a dumpster on fire, and it's a riot on Fox 61 in the morning, you know, so just knock it off. Everything's okay. You don't have to kill each other. Just because you see one guy get kicked in the head on TV does not mean that we are in a civil war, okay? So calm down, knock it off. Stop believing what you see, okay, and only believe half of what you hear. And you'll be a little bit better. You'll be a little bit better off. All right, Florida, do you want to come on here or not? Florida, press the number one, please. I know you called me earlier, and we'll get you on here. I think you got some things you want to talk about. And I want to say hello to my grandmother. Hello, Grandma. I won't say where you're calling from because I don't want the hackers and trolls to go out there and attack you. The next thing you know, they'll be calling you and coming through your phone line. Yeah, my email, everything. People get emails from me. It's not even me. They call me up on the phone. Why did you send me this email? What the hell are you talking about? I said, what the heck are you talking about? I said, listen, didn't I tell you last year what was going on? Stop believing the Internet. The Internet is not the information that you need to be receiving. The information you need to be receiving is within your own house, within your own family, and your next-door neighbors, and your community. Get involved in your community. Stop going to Facebook, Twitter, and everything else for your information. If you want to go there for entertainment, that's great. Stop getting information from there. All right. Here we go. Florida, New Smyrna Beach. Wow, Shark City down there, huh? There you go, Florida. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah. Just had an attack yesterday.
Really?
Someone did.
Wow.
Bitten twice once over. But anyway, I would like to talk about this virus, too. I'm curious how many people actually have it. And is this something that was set up by the government? And not only that, we know we have the election coming up soon. And I personally think it's got something to do with getting a black person in office as president. And then so that we can start some kind of racial war or something, because this Black Lives Matter is going to why doesn't it say all lives matter? I don't understand that.
Hang on, let me interrupt you for a second there. Okay, well, why doesn't the Ku Klux Klan say we don't? You know, I mean, listen, that's their organization. They say Black Lives Matter. So what difference? That's okay. They can say whatever matters. That's up to them. So why do you think they're going to start a race war? I don't get it. Is Black Lives Matters in your neighborhood burning down anything?
No, but it's all over the media, and it's all over anything. If you watch any sport, it says Black Lives Matter, and I just want to know why it doesn't say All Lives Matter. But another thing is,
well, how come white lives don't matter? Can you say White Lives Matter? What would happen if you did that?
What about brown lives?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. What difference does it make?
Okay.
You know, I mean,
okay.
That's what I'm trying to bring up there.
The NFL starting soon, right? And what I heard was no player has to stand for the national anthem, but also they're going to have a black national anthem. And I would like to know, anybody out there heard any, is there such a thing McCallicott might know of a black national anthem? If so, I would respect it. That's like I would expect someone to respect.
Whoa! Put the brakes on there. What do you mean you'd respect it? What do you mean black anthem, black national anthem? What are you talking about there? What is that?
I don't know.
What do you mean?
But, supposedly the NFL, is what I've heard, is going to have our national anthem, which we all grew up and all, yeah, every sporting event we stood and put our hand over our heart for the national anthem, but they have a black national anthem that they're going to play. I don't know if it's...
And what's the foundation of that anthem, actually? Do you know anything about it, like the words or anything like that? What's it founded upon?
I hope it's Dixie playing the song Dixie down in the South. But anyway, I do not know. This is just what I've heard going to doctors, interacting with people. This is what I was told, that you know that the Washington Redskins is no longer the Redskins. They're a Washington football team. They don't call them the Redskins anymore. So that
what did they change their name to? I missed that one, too. Boy, I've been on a loop here.
Washington football team.
That's what it's called? The Washington football team?
Yes. They got, I guess Daniel Snyder had, he took so much flack because, Nike and all those are going to pull sponsorships, and FedEx Stadium, FedEx was probably going to stop sponsoring them or whatever if they kept the Redskin name, but maybe what we need is a Native American national anthem. Right?
Well, Indian national anthem. What about Chinese national anthem? What about, Bigfoot national anthem? Bigfoot. What about Bigfoot? He was here before everybody else, I think, right?
Native American lives matter, too, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Everybody, why don't we cancel the football game and we just do the national anthem for everybody? We just appease everybody, you know what I mean? Just no more football game. We'll just sing the national anthem because there's not enough time. You know, by the time we handle everybody's, their phobias, or their isms or whatever you want to call it. Why don't we just sing? That's a good idea. Just no more football, national anthem. We'll do Sundays are now National Anthem Day.
Joe, what about, though, if you did go to a football game, which probably none of us are because we're not, and they had a black national anthem, and you didn't stand, what would happen? You'd probably get rioted and shit, and it wouldn't be on the news if a white man gets beat up over something like that.
Well, hang on. No, a white man got beat up in Washington State over there. I got some other callers on here. I just seen one there pop up here, so I see two other. I booted you guys off. You guys get out of here. I know who you are. I got another caller here who wants to jump in here, so I don't want to keep waiting too long. Maybe he wants to converse with you on this, but we did see a white guy get beat up in the news there. That one there on that white guy that got kicked in the head there, the security guard there. The security guard beat up the other guy. He crashed his car or whatever. I don't know. But white people get beat up in the news. Everybody gets beat up in the news.
Did the security guard ever find him, the black guy that hit him in the head?
Well, I don't think he's a black guy. He looks like he's Spanish or Puerto Rican. I don't know. Or Indian. I don't know. He doesn't look black. So I don't know. Well, I don't know. We'll look into that, though. So let me take another caller here and see where they want to jump in on this, see what happens. All right? Go ahead, private caller.
Honorable Brother Joe Gibson. To answer the young man's the question or something he was saying, the black, I don't use the word black. Black means void of color. In anthropology, archaeology, it's called Negroid, Caucasoid, Mongoloid. When I was a little girl, we would sing both the national anthem and the Negro national anthem. Lift every voice and sing. You can keyword it. Lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven ring. Ring to the harmony of liberty, something like that. I don't remember all the verse. But it's a beautiful song. And the other variable is, so that's been around for a long time. I forget who wrote it, and that's what it's called. I don't know if that was what it was originally written for or not. Just like Star Spangled Banner and America Beautiful and all of that. It's something people added. But the other variable is I don't like the fact that East India, which is Southeast Asia, that people keep calling it India. It is East India or Southeast Asia. It is not India. That's bringing up the same mess that Christopher Columbus, when he landed in the Caribbean, he thought he was in India. And that's where that word came from over
right, well, here. Well, well, can I ask you a question? No, why does that bother you, though? Why does that bother you? Does that bother you?
Because I'm indigenous to this country, and this
oh,
is
okay.
why.
Oh, okay. Oh, no, I was just asking, why should that bother you? You know, I mean,
because
it really doesn't bother me. I wake up every day, and I don't think about what India is called. You know what I mean?
They come to this country. Well, when you really
who's
understand
they? Who's
Esau
they?
And
who's
Jacob
they?
And Ibrahim and Sarai. You've heard of that,
oh.
right? In the Old
Ibrahim
Testament,
and
Ibrahim
Sarai?
And Sarai. They were originally from East India. Did you know that? Oh.
No, I did not, actually. I don't even know who they are. Who are they?
They had to flee with the other children. If you download Zinio.com, Zino.com, from the, you want the National Geographic issue of April 2019.
Yeah, okay.
And see those same people, when Sarai and Ibrahim had to flee from East India, or if you will, Southeast Asia, but what you all call Southeast India, they have many religiosities. Some of them worship the cow. Some of them worship monkeys. It's all kinds of things like that. And during that time, they were doing something, sacrificing the children. And the bottom line, that's why so many children had to flee from that country.
Yeah, okay.
Wow.
And right, well, Angel Lady Love, though, but yeah, no, but hang on. Yeah, we don't want to get into a big history lesson here because we're trying to kind of talk about here and now. But go ahead, Florida,
well,
if you got a question.
It's really important because it's what's probably happening right now. Because these people, when you think about, you might want to look up Falun Gong, Falun Dafa, F-A-L-U-N, Gong, G-O-N-G.
Yep.
The very Chinese, or if you will, Mongoloids especially, you know there's a rift between the Hong Kong as well as Taiwan. They don't want to be a part of China.
Yeah, yeah. Can he ask that question no, real quick?
They're telling on how the Chinese eat their own people. You know,
yes. I've covered that a little bit, organ harvesting, but we don't need to get into details about it, though, because it gets us off subject. Go ahead, Florida. You got a question?
What's happening? It's no gun violence. This is what this
I know. Hey, whoa. Come on now. Can he ask the question, please? Can he ask? Geez, you can't have a one-sided conversation.
But I mean, for you to say don't want to talk about organ harvesting, that's what it's about.
She agrees with this slogan, Black Lives Matter. You just said you don't like that, use that word black. Do you agree?
That's from George Soros.
Black Lives Matter.
That's from George Soros. He's from Hungary. He's a very rich man, and he came to the United States of America, multimillionaire. That's how he does control. Bill Gates and his wife and his daddy, they are in.
Why do these people allow themselves to be controlled? Why? All right, we can't talk over each other. We kind of got to make our points and then allow other people to talk. You know what I mean? That's kind of a civil conversation here.
He asked a question about George Soros.
Yeah, I know, but if we don't need 3 hours to answer it.
Black Lives Matter. Are you listening? Black Lives Matter.
I'm trying to, but you're not listening. You're not listening.
No, this is how I do. Angel Lady Love, listener, inspirer, friend, emissary, sacred. Sacred is also an acronym. When you take the first letter of each one of my names, you spell all life. All
okay,
life.
Can
sacred.
Florida ask a question? Can Florida ask a question, please?
All I wanted to know is she said that she didn't like to use that word black. Does she agree with the slogan Black Lives Matter at all?
And we got Mandelicon waiting in the wings here, so I want to let you know that. So let's not hog the phone lines. Go ahead. Answer that question, Angel.
I can answer. I can try if you don't talk over me. I'm in Philadelphia, the fifth largest city in the nation. Just the other month when all of this rioting was happening, may I tell you?
Let him answer. Let her answer, please. Then we got MinoaCon.
I'm trying to answer your question. George Soros, he will give the money to different melanin-rich people when they want to vie for positions, and they come with his interests. But the bottom line here is, when they had all these riots, and I think Antifa, is that one of the other names? And
yes,
Black
Antifa.
Lives
yeah.
Matter. All the from what I was told, it was a whole lot of Caucasians from the suburbs that did the damaging of those stores and rioting. And they're the main drug addicts that's moving into Philadelphia. They're moving into the high, big houses. These Mexicans are coming through, as well as these Chinese. They know about my ancient tunnels, but moreover, they know interdimension. So do the robots.
Okay, all right. I don't want to get into can we stick to the topic here? Can we stick?
Thank you for not answering my question. Thank you.
I did try. You asked me about Black Lives Matter.
Yeah,
first
we kind
of
went on to robots,
this is
though,
why
after
they
that.
Were able to close the school because, see, no one knows anything. Your teachers have deprogrammed everyone. Caucasians are genetically engineered, and you can get more details. That's in the Bible. Bible means book. Chapter 2 of Genesis will let you know when these a female, a third of the cherubim female who were cast here on Earth after the original beings of the four corners of the planet Earth were born. Okay.
All right, I got to bring MinoaCon on. I got to bring MinoaCon on. I don't want a Bible lesson. We just wanted to know about the Black Lives Matter,
well,
though. And then you went on about all the other races.
Continue,
I know.
Because you got to have that. That tells you what, who and what
yeah, I know, but
is.
Can we kind of condense our answers
here.
To, like, maybe 3 or 4 minutes and not a 30 minutes piece? You know, I mean, I would like to give you as much time as possible, but let's bring MinoaCon on, give him a couple minutes, and maybe we can continue the conversation here. You know, I mean, I can't get too many of you on because then we just start yelling at over each other, you know, and it just doesn't work. Go ahead, MinoaCon.
Well, he said that I didn't answer his question.
I know. You'll get another chance. Yeah, go ahead, MinoaCon.
Joe Gibson.
Yes.
So, and everyone who wants to talk, I want to put a question mark behind so on behalf of the matriarch in the red, black, and green in 2020. Trump 2020. So, the answer is this. The Foundling Fathers under the Confederate flag in the red, white, and blue has been overturned because of the red, black, and green. Africa for the Africans, those at home and those at abroad. And that came in this country, 23rd, 1916, the red, black, and green, by Marcus Garvey, that represented the total recall of Ethiopia with class action 567. How do I know that? Because Africa for the Africans at home and abroad because of the red, black, and green. And because of the sign of the times we live in today, Joe Gibson, when I ask the question of not only you, Angel Iglela, Oxida Vader, Sarah Steele, or Amel, or anyone that wants to chime in. So is the question. So is just one word, S-O, with a question mark. Now, understanding the times we live in today, I can prove that the red, black, and green defeated the Confederate flag and the red, white, and blue, the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, and the Foundling Fathers. How can I prove that, MinoaCon? The chosen. Many was called, but only one was chosen. How can I prove that? Because there are many, a multitude of people who will come to the pulpit, phone, telephone, microphone, and say they're not Africans. They might be Hebrew Israelites, Moors, Muslims or Christians, white power, black power, indigenous people of the Americas, but the red, black, and green
what about
has defeated the Confederate flag and the red, white, and blue. And I can prove what I'm saying to you because Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. I'm not talking about Antifa and George Soros. I'm talking about, for the first time in the history of the whole human planet under lockdown, whatever you people, you sheeple in the United States of America want, it don't have a damn thing to do with the sovereignty and integrity, dignity, and independence of the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, and the Constitution of the other nations, sovereignty, integrity, dignity, and independence. Now, here's what I just said. Every one of you, from Angel Relay Love to Joe Gibson, you have selective amnesia under your Bible, Torah, and the Quran. Because the red, black, and green is the rally point for living, let live, and one love under the matriarch. Angel Eagle Love is not a daughter of the matriarch. Joe Gibson is not a son of the matriarch.
Wait a minute, brother.
Yes.
Yeah, well,
Africa,
I didn't see too many. Hang on.
And the Confederate flag, the red, white, and blue, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights out of Philadelphia is dismissed null and void. Dismissed null and void because of the red, black, and green.
I didn't see any red, black, and green out there in Portland, Oregon, or anywhere else.
Congo to the Bongo, all over the planet, the Ethiopian empire of the red, black, and green is the rally point for everybody who want to get out of this quarantine. The red, black,
We're
and
not
green
under
is
quarantine.
The only way to get out of this quarantine.
Maybe you need to take
under
a deep breath.
So Angel Elay Love, I rest the case, and I'm going to wait until
you rest your case. What case did you rest? I didn't see any red, black, and green out there on the news media or anywhere else. We were talking about Black Lives Matters. Is that what you're talking about?
Okay, lives do matter all over the planet. Angel Elay Love, on your nationalist jingoism of God and country, that's all you
What's
talk about.
What's wrong with God? What's wrong with God?
Because the whole human planet
Why do you
want to
change God? Why do you want to change God?
Under the red, black, and green, you and Angel Eagle Love will never utter a sentence on behalf of the red, black, green. Only the chosen son of the matriarch can do that thing.
Only the chosen. Who chose the sons? Who chose the sons? Who chooses the sons?
That's one of my logos.
That's a beautiful question. Many was called, but only one was chosen as the voodoo child. As the chosen son of the total recall Ethiopian matriarch of red, black, and green class action.
All right, take a deep breath,
Mandelakon.
All right, you're talking over everybody's talking over everybody. All right, we're going to take a minute
under
here.
We're going to do a timeout here.
Okay. All right, now. Come on now. We're going to do a timeout. We're going to yell at each other. We're trying to get our points across.
I'm going to put some duct tape on myself. Carry on until my...
I think it'll take more than duct tape. Maybe that monkey.
Y'all go on. I'll wait for my closing comments. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Have a nice flight.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Mandelka. I'll leave your mic open. Let's just take a minute here and take a breath real quick. Take 1 minute, please.
This is our land. These are our people. The workers. The strivers. The builders. These are our people. Who are they? They are the dark armies. The dark, murdering armies whose only honor.
1876.
Okay, you got that out of your system. All right, now, the original topic here was Black Lives Matter, and we were talking about that Florida. Now, I want to get back to you and then Angel Lady Love. Black Lives Matter, what's your opinion on this organization, and what do you think? Well, I mean, why are you so offended by Black Lives Matter? You say it should be all lives matter.
I think that it has got something to do with the government wanting the blacks against the whites, and we should all be united. It should be all united, no separation between anybody. And they're spending all this money on this Black Lives Matter.
It appears to me that the people want to be separated. The blacks are angry with the government. They don't like the government. We can't yell over each other, please. Can't yell over each other. But the Black Lives Matter movement doesn't like the government. They don't like the situation they're in. So they're angry. Okay, now you got, of course, now other people out there that are angry. Then you got other people out there. So you want everybody to come together. Well, maybe people don't want to come together no more. Maybe we just want anarchy, right? So now what do we do? What do you think?
Well, first of all, you should find out whether they're 501c3 or 501c4. If they're 501c3, and just like religiosity groups, et cetera, they're not supposed to be talking about politics and giving money to the politicians. They have to have a 501c4.
What's the difference? I mean, I don't know what Black Lives Matter is. If they're 501c3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, I don't know anything about that. But what I'm trying to say is they're out there burning down Portland, Oregon. Seattle's burning down and a couple other neighborhoods around the country. And for what? All for what? What is the goal here? What is the achievement? What do you want to achieve? What do they want to achieve?
Okay, well, first of all, are they all melanin and rich people, or are they Caucasians? What we noted here in Philadelphia, they were majority suburbanite Caucasians doing that. Now, you would have seen some children, melanin and rich children.
That's because Black Lives Matter. I asked a question of myself.
May I say
after
this?
After all these years, Joe Gibson and Angel Elena. So, based on the sign of the time in which we live in today, what I need to hear from Angel Elaine Love and Joe Gibson.
All right, guys, if you're going to yell over each other, nobody's going to hear anything.
After all we've been through, all I need to hear from Angel Elaine Love and Joe Gibson. So, what do we do right now according to the times in which we live? And everyone must. On this call.
I can
you asked a question.
Must
you can't ask a question.
Right now.
You can't ask a question. You asked a question. What do we do now?
One person.
What do we do?
Only one person. Mandela Khan and anybody else is one person. So, after all these years, after all we've been through.
There you go. He's going to repeat himself.
All we need to hear is what the hell we going to do, we the people, by the people, for the people. And everybody must put their entry into international public record. So, what the hell? Anybody that want to talk?
Three times now. That's the third time you just asked it. Are you done? You asked it three times. What the hell are we going to do?
The answer is this.
I have a question.
You can't answer your
own
question.
I
want
to hear from everyone on this call. What the hell do you want to do in the time we live in today?
That's four times.
And I will be the last one to give closing comments.
All right. Four times you had to ask the question. He has to ask it four times. Florida, what are we going to do now? Go ahead.
Well, what I would like to know is why, what do black people want out of this Black Lives Matter? And then what was my question? I'm sorry. What was my question?
What are we going to do now?
What we're going to do is unite and throw this black and white shit out the window and congregate.
Ain't gonna happen.
Rid of the goddamn government and everything that's.
Now, why do you gotta bring God into it? Why do you gotta damn God? What has God got to do with it here? You know,
I'm sorry, I did not mean that. What I meant was we need to unite instead of being a bigotry or whatever. And I do not understand where that Black Lives Matter comes from because. The reason is I just would like to know what they expect out of a white man, for one thing, and not only that.
All right. You're asking a question while you're answering a question. Can you answer your question and then ask a question?
Everybody else has. I mean, listen to this. When I grew up in a religious Baptist, Southern Baptist background. So we all went to church, and there was black people, there was white people. Hey, we all got along. We all ate on Sunday.
Yep, we all got along. Yes, we did. Yeah, yeah. And how many years ago was that?
About last month. But anyway, my point is, I'm not making no point, but they weren't either.
Okay, Angel Lady Love, your turn. Go ahead.
Okay, first of all, it is about life, have it more abundantly. We're here to live and let live. The problem that happened after my high-level parents, each one of you, your parents are your ancestors, but more emphatically, originally, my ancestors came to this country, to this earth planet.
How'd they get here?
Fertilized it, and then they had a conjugal connubial love coitus copulation with a sense of purpose.
Reminds me of that movie with Tom Cruise movie there. They fertilized it. What are you talking about? Your ancestors came to this world. Can you explain that to the people out there?
It's right there in chapter 1 of Genesis.
Oh, Lord.
The bottom line is that we are of the four corners of the planet Earth. You've heard about Lucifer, who is an archangel, and these other female cherubim.
Lucifer was an archangel.
A third of them were cast here to Earth. They were told that they had to bow down to the supreme being that was born in and on this earth. They said they were not going to do it. And these female, they then started manufacturing with their biology kits.
Wow. Biology
a being that they were calling their own. And they've shown you the charts. It's called genetic engineering. And they originally used the ape. And then as they then started tweeting it, you'll see the Neanderthal
I don't know how we got into this subject, but go ahead, Angel Lady Love. I'll give you another minute. Go ahead.
The question, where did these other beings come from?
Yeah, but I didn't know you were going to answer the entire world with one question. I mean, go ahead.
That's why I'm here. I told you I'm a messenger. I'm also a warner.
Okay, warner. Okay.
They use the ape genetically. That what you said?
If I may, Joe, my question was,
hope you will look up that
understand
song.
The times which we live in today, and I need to get in based on Florida, based on Angel Igalela, because the matriarch is the final conclusion under the red, black, and green, and I can prove what I'm saying. So the question was, we the people, and anybody who want to talk, bring forth your itinerary on how we get out of this. If you cannot bring your itinerary, I am ready to do so on behalf of the matriarch. So thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Very good, very good, very good. Okay.
Right now we have to contend with these anthropomorphic pseudo-human kind. Androids. We had them millions of years ago, and in the more recent past, Ezekiel chapter 37,
I want to interject right now.
Hundreds of them.
Angel Lady Love, hang on a second. I know. You're going into Walmart now. But hang on. Just to answer her question. All right, hang on. Let me answer her question. Black Lives Matter was the subject here. We got into Lucifer.
Joe Gibson, I'd like to interject right now. Joe Gibson, I'd like to interject right now. Okay, Joe Gibson. You cannot use Angel Eagle Lady Love to discuss Black Lives Matter. She represents herself only for herself, by herself. She does not represent the African red, black, and green, the matriarch. She does not
represent red, yellow,
the majority
green,
of people
and red, white, and
on
blue.
The
red,
planet.
Over each other.
States of America. They're putting
I
it in
what,
the sky
saying.
Now.
Red, I know. In the Zoom room tonight,
please.
In the Zoom room tonight,
hey,
everyone
we,
on this platform, in the
first.
Zoom room tonight.
Give
out
the Zoom information,
done.
Please. Give out the Zoom
in the
information.
Zoom room tonight, I will tell you about the red, black, and green and the matriarch that Joe Gibson and Angel Eagle Lady Love
well,
does not represent. Does not represent.
I am red, yellow, and
Zoom
green.
Room.
Right.
Zoom room after Joe Gibson and Angel Eagle Lady Love finished.
All right, what is the
MandelaCon?
MandelaCon, hang on. Everybody, time out. Listen, you've been coming on here talking about this people's revolution, the green, black, and red, or whatever,
yeah,
the matriarch. I have not heard
of
matriarchs anywhere.
No, 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 no.
Anyway.
Angel
Eagle
Love has
you
not been talking about that. It's the red, black, and green of the matriarch. It's 5, 6, 7. Don't do that, Joe Gibson. You and Angel Inglay Love does not represent the red, black, and green, the Ethiopian matriarch, 5, 6, 7. You and Angel Inglay Love does not. I repeat.
Said that.
Read
said
John
that.
Chapter 11, verse 25 and 20.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Lord.
I'll wait for my closing comments. Go.
Yes, please. Florida. Can we get back to Black Lives Matter? I never said I represented the matriarch. I never said I was here as a representative of the matriarch. So I don't know.
Angel Elay Love do not represent the matriarch. Florida does not represent the matriarch.
Oh, do we have to take a time out again, everybody?
Clara Steele does not represent the matriarch. John Thorne does not represent the matriarch. Tyrone Thompson, that Angel Eagle Lady Love.
All right, here we go. All right, we're just going to yell over each other.
None of them represent the legacy of the nation.
Back in a minute, everybody. Back in a minute. Take a breath. Take a deep breath.
You sound good, Joe Gibson. I love that music. That's some beautiful music. Keep playing that song. Play that funky music right, boy. Play that funky music right. Play that funky music right, boy.
What we've got here is failure to music.
That's clear.
Some men, you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way you want. Well, you did.
Can we get back to a conversation here? All right, here we go. All right, Angel Eagle Lady Love, I'm going to give you 2 minutes.
No, I'm Angel Lady Love, listener inspired.
Angel Lady Love,
listen,
you got a name that goes on for a whole book. All right, I'm going to give you a couple minutes here, so go ahead. You get 2 minutes uninterrupted in Florida, you're next, then MandelaCon. Go ahead. You first, Eagle,
okay.
Angie Love, Inspire, Inspiration, this, whatever your name is. Go ahead.
My colors, as I was reminded, is green, red, and yellow. Red, white, and blue in this country we respect. And the past month, and I don't know if you've been paying attention to the sky. It normally happens in October. The sky, if you pay attention, they have been putting red stripes and white stripes in the sky with the blue, and you know the stars, you can see those as it gets dark at night. It's very spiritual. All of our ancestors are trying to wake us up. Regardless of the fact that Caucasians are genetically engineered, I still respect and love you because you can have a soul. The Most High Mother, Father, Creator can put a soul in any being. So I respect all life. All life is sacred. And we're here to seek, find, know, love, serve, and be, well, the original are here to seek, find, know, love, serve, and be the supreme being in and on earth as it is in heaven. But we do not kill. In fact, every major religiosity in this country, the Judeo.
I can see clearly now the rain is gone.
Sorry, Angel Lady Love. I just wanted to let everybody know we can see clearly when we hear your voice there speak. Just go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry. You got another minute. Go ahead.
In this country of the United States of America, we are a Judeo-Christian Islamic nation. Of the three major religiosities, we respect all religions. And even though religions are mankind made, and when you read my tenets, the Declaration of Independence, which we celebrate July 4th each year, is a ratified law. We're endowed by our creators with certain unalienable rights. That means no one can take them away, cannot be given away, and cannot be separated. The heathens were able to make people, even the Caucasian woman, think that she was not included in it. So she went off to her own and tried to make all kinds of fit in to be able to vote. So they're making a big deal of that. A lot
That's
of them
right.
were put
yeah,
in
yeah,
the
Yeah, I agree with you there.
You know.
I agree with you there.
And then they had to wait till the 19th Amendment.
Yep.
But in truth, all of us are in that that Declaration of Independence.
All right. Okay. All right. Angel Lady Love, that was your time right there. Okay. Now, Florida. Go ahead. Then we got MedellaCon. Go ahead, and we'll see where we go from there. Go ahead, Florida.
Okay. I would just... like to know why this thing comes about. I think that the government's trying to get a racial war started, but I don't know. But this Black Lives Matter, I mean, they're doing it in sports mostly, and not only that.
Why are they doing it in sports, you think? Why are they doing it in sports? What do you mean sports? Because we don't have any sports going on right now.
Dude, I see it all over sports. The NBA playoffs, and then they got virtual. Listen to
the NBA
show.
Playoffs are on right now? Oh,
yes,
geez.
And they got virtual fans around the thing, and it don't
virtual
make any
fans?
Sense.
What's a virtual fan?
Yes.
What are you talking
listen,
about?
All the uniforms that they're wearing have that.
Now the uniforms, okay.
Oh, wait a minute. The slogan on the uniform says green, blue, and whatever they say or whatever. But no, but it says Black Lives Matter. And I'm trying to figure out what is going on in my world. Why this is it's trying to start a racial war. It has to. Why?
And what will happen when there's a race war? What will happen, you think? If there's a race war, I mean, what would the government do at that time?
Why else would they do? I don't mean they, because I'm not trying to impose that anybody's different than me. But why would anyone put stuff on their uniform in a sports arena that says Black Lives Matter? All lives should
I don't
matter.
Know, because I'll tell you what. Hang on, Florida. I go to the gym. I go to Gold's Gym, and I work out. And I see black people in there wearing a shirt that says Black Lives Matter. You know, it doesn't really bother me. I don't care what they wear. They can wear they can wear a shirt that says their head is stuck up their ass. I don't
understand.
You know, it doesn't bother me. You know, what's that got to do with a race war?
Why doesn't it say all children matter?
Well, how come you don't wear a shirt that says that? How come you don't wear a shirt that says that then?
I want one that says all lives matter. I do.
Well, then you can make one yourself. You can make your own shirt and do that if you want. All lives matter. You could do that. And just like I said, you could wear a shirt that says your head is stuck up your ass. It doesn't make a difference. Why wear a shirt? Hey, why not wear a shirt at all? You know what? I don't see your point. What's your point here?
It doesn't matter what I think or nothing, but I just don't understand what the world is coming to when shit like this happens, other than they're trying to start a racial war. And then you got people like...
Again, who's they? Who is they that's starting it? Who's they? You said they are starting a racial war. Who's they?
The government. The government.
The government is they now. Okay, the government is they.
Who else
All right,
would?
Now who's in the government? Now
we
who's in
the
government,
government
now? Wait a second. Come on. Now let's have a civil conversation here. Let's see how stupid we really sound. All right, you said they are start trying to start a civil racial war. Now I said who's they? You said the government. Who is the government? Who?
Well, Trump is right now.
Oh, so Trump is trying to start a race war? Trump is trying to start a race war?
Probably. He's probably part of the new world order. He's probably, he's gonna suck up and do what them fucking, he's a puppet, ain't he, Joe? He's just like a goddamn puppet that they're gonna tell him what to do. And they want this shit that
is he doing what they're, is he doing what they want him to do right now, you think? I mean, what can he do, actually?
No.
What can he do?
No, because... Probably not, because he has not gone through with everything they want him to do, which would
be. And what would that be, by the way? But I kind of missed that in civics class when I was in high school. What are they trying to make him do?
They're probably trying to make him.
Probably. Oh, probably. Okay. Well, I'll give you that. Probably. What are they probably trying to make him do?
They're probably trying to get him to wear one of them T-shirts that say Black Lives Matter. And put it on his
house. Oh, my God. That was a good one.
They're going to put it on his hotels.
All right. Let's bring Mandelicon on here. Yeah, they'll put that. Yeah. Hey, Dad, let's not call it Trump Plaza no more. Let's call it Black Lives Matter.
Black
there you
Trump
go.
Plaza. Would everybody be happy if it said
Well, all right, we got to bring Mandelicon on now. Come on now. Come on, he showed you some respect. Now show the same thing. Come on now. Go ahead, Mandelicon.
He's
going
to talk about all his bullshit. But
Florida,
go ahead.
Didn't interrupt you. Come on now.
Bill Gibson.
Yes.
Understand the times we're living today is the Zoom room on this fabulous Freaky Friday because of the red, black, and green. That Florida, Angel Eagle A Love, and you cannot give your interaction as testimony in understanding the times we live in today.
I haven't
from
understood
Maine,
anything.
From Washington State
to
California, UK, University of Kentucky, from the Congo to the Bongo. Only the chosen son of the matriarch of the red, black, and green can bring this testimony on quarantine in 2020. Lockdown. Mm.
Okay. Hey, Mandelicon, did you hear about that South Carolina woman that was arrested and charged with conspiracy of filing a false report?
Listen, Joe. I tell you what, you can take that up with Florida or Angel Eagle, but
okay.
I cannot
all right, I'll give you your time. Go ahead.
With the affair of the side of the time
we
live
in today.
Where
can I get a T-shirt that says Black Lives Matter?
Okay.
Where can I get one?
Okay.
Know?
Okay. Now, I tell you what, if you want to talk to Florida or Angel Eagle Love, I'll let you do so. But let me know when I will be allowed, unhindered, unfettered, for a couple of minutes.
Okay, you can have a couple minutes after I play this.
I feel like this all the time, trying to politically awaken people that they're being lied to, that there's an agenda. It's not left or right. It's, hey, there's mind control going on. The signal's broadcast 24 hours a day through all this media. Just become aware of it, and they'll say, there's nothing going on. And I want to say, put on these glasses or start chewing concrete.
They have taken the hearts and minds of our leaders. They have recruited the rich and the powerful. And they have blinded us to the truth.
The question is, do we all work for central bankers? That's what I want to address to our guest tonight.
Our impulses are being redirected. We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep.
An estimated 50 to 70 million Americans suffer from a sleep disorder or sleep deprivation.
Outside the limit of our sight, feeding off us, perched on top of us from birth to death, are our owners.
Latest census numbers prove the United States has the biggest gap between rich and poor compared to all westernized countries today.
Our projections show that by the year 2025, not only America, but the entire planet will be under the protection and the dominion of this power alliance. The gains have been substantial, both for ourselves and for you, the human power elite.
And for the first time in all of human history, mankind is politically awakened. That's a total new reality.
I've got one that can see.
We can't be the only ones who can see.
Unfortunately, you've grown up hearing voices that incessantly warn of government as nothing more than some separate, sinister entity that's got at the root of all our problems.
It's a new morning in America. Fresh.
Yeah, it's a new morning. All right, guys. All right, we got M. Mendelicon on here who wants to speak. Go ahead, Mendelicon. The floor is yours. Go ahead. Then we'll bring back on Florida an angel, eagle, lady love, listener, inspirer, and 10 other titles. Go ahead.
Well, here's where I got you. Because you wanted to discuss BLM. Black Liberation Movement. BLM.
That's what it means? I didn't know that. Wow.
Black Liberation Movement. And you, okay. Angel Ray Love and Florida, cannot discuss the original Red, Black, and Green, Africa for the Africans at home and abroad. Nor can you, or are you qualified to discuss BLM, Black Liberation Movement.
Okay.
And this is why I got you on behalf
you
of the matriarch at Class Action 567 Florida. Angel Lady Love. Angel Lady Love by her goddamn self. Angel Gibson. Here's why I got you. BLM, Black Liberation Movement.
You said that
the
already.
Original Red, Black, and Green. BLM. So for those who want to discuss Antifa, George Soros, Kamala Harris,
okay.
Joe Biden.
All right, Mendelicon. All right, Mendelicon, can we address that? I want to address that question. Mendelicon.
Kanye West.
Time out. All right, Mendelicon, I got to shut you up there. The original, the Pan-Africanism. All right, can be said to have its origins in the struggles of the African people against enslavement and colonialism. And this struggle may be traced back to the first resistance on slave ships, rebellions and suicides through the constant plantation and colonial uprisings, and the back to the Africa movements of what? Pan-Africanism. So you're saying, Mendelicon, that you are, your people out there, your BLM is being colonialized right now, and the colonial, they're still, they're rebelling. Is that what they're doing? They're rebelling. Is that why they're burning down McDonald's and Wendy's and flipping over police cars in Portland? Because they want what? What do they want?
Shirts.
Tell me something, Mendelicon. Can you answer one question tonight, just one, after the 50 that we've asked you already? What do you want to see as the final solution? The final solution. What if you could wake up tomorrow morning and have your way, what would America look like? Oh, God, I can only imagine. But we're going to give you that to you, Mendelicon. We're going to say, what do you want America to look like tomorrow morning if you could have your way? Go ahead, Mendelicon.
Thank you. I want you, each and every one of you, Angel Gibson and Florida. I said, so, the question is, so after all these years, understand the times we're living today, on behalf of the people, what you want to do. I'll tell you what I want, and I'm going to have my way under the exigency, the executive order of the red, black, and green that overturns the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, that Angel Eagle Love and Joe Gibson would like to put forth as the legal tender. It is
how
the
could
most
you be a white
appalling,
why
offensive,
is he,
reprehensible
the
document
call the white
ever
ape
put
in
forth.
The chat room.
So, as I speak today, the final conclusion.
Can answer the question, please.
The answer is the total recall of the red, black, and green Ethiopia class action 567. The matter is closed.
The total recall.
No
that. You just went around in a circle and fell down on the ground. What the heck are you talking about? The total recall.
It don't
right,
matter.
Let's
it don't matter. You stay with the Fondling Fathers and the Constitution. You stay with
why
Angel.
Why do you hate
Angel,
the Founding Fathers
you stay
so
with
much? Trump. Why?
You stay with them. It don't matter. But you're going to remember what you forgot or don't want to recognize.
Oh, I'm already forgetting what I remember.
Small, but only one was chosen.
All right, Mandel. Can we get Florida in here real quick? And everyone, the phone number 657-383-0616 if you want to jump into this chaotic conversation here with the Pan Am African Network. Go ahead, Florida.
Macaulay Culkin wants to overturn the Constitution of the United States, obviously, right? He said it.
I don't
probably
know.
Probably for Black Lives Matter, of course, right? He's probably got 40 T-shirts. I don't care. But anyway, I want to tell you guys a story. When I was growing up, I never knew what my daddy was talking about. He used to say, I'm just a white man trying to make it in a black man's
world. Oh, my
Lord. Now I figured it out. I'm just a white man trying to make it in a black man's world. And that's what it is. It is, Joe. You know it is.
It's a black man's world, huh? Wow. Can you give me some examples
black
of that?
Lives Matter. It's everywhere. I mean, we're supposed to, what do they want? What does our fellow...
We've just gotten a recording of the police radio traffic as officers caught up to that black SUV, as well as during the chase and the shootout. This is the first time we're hearing this. Let's listen.
Okay, last scene.
Go ahead, Florida, go ahead.
No,
Florida.
I'm just saying that I don't understand where this is coming from. This Black Lives is taking over all of the sports is where it's totally
the sport.
Gone wild. All sports are wearing this.
That's what it was, the sports.
Yes, well, because they got the money.
I can see clearly now the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way.
Okay, it was the sports. It's the sports. That's what Florida says. It's the sports. Okay, all right.
Well, they
now,
have the money. That's where
they got the money.
Influencing everybody. But like I said, I'm a white man trying to make it in a black man's world. That's it.
Wow.
You know it, Joe.
All right, Angel Eagle Lady Love, can you explain the world in 2 minutes? Go ahead, Angel Eagle Lady Love. It'll take 3 minutes to actually say your name. But so go ahead. The floor is yours.
Did you unmute me?
Yes, I did.
You can hear
Hurry.
Me? Hurry. Okay, thank
yes.
you. Okay, real quick. All I'm trying to say is that much of the pollution of this earth, again, the earth has 70 to 75% water, just like our bodies. It's been polluted with lead and all of these other variables that these people have done.
Variables?
And
what are the other variables,
why don't we
real
have
quick?
A T-shirt that says the earth
well,
matters.
Hydraulic cracking.
Earth
you can look up earthjustice.org.
Earth
right, let her speak. Go ahead.
justice.org. And the bottom line here is all your thought, word, action, deeds, and intent are also causing much of this. Now, do have other beings that are manipulating
Who
the
are these other beings? Other beings. Well, who are they?
They're here on this earth.
They are. Yeah, but who are they?
Some people.
You said others.
There are some people from other planets here. Just like
People from other planets. People. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I didn't know they were people.
You've heard of Nikola Tesla, right? He was originally
from Venus.
Are
there other people? Okay. Yep.
And he told you that electricity should be free because it's all around us. Those rich people didn't like him saying that. And then you had, what was it, the Spanish flu at the top of 1918? That was after, I can never think of his name.
I don't know either.
The one that
I can't think of his name. I don't know what that has to do with Black Lives Matter and the subject here tonight. I don't know what that has to do with it, but go ahead.
Because that's when it was wired. It was not named the Spanish flu because of the Spaniards. But more emphatically, right now, all your 5G is up.
Oh,
cell
5G.
Towers, the 5G, the 6G.
Yep.
I mean, the
5G,
bottom
5G
line
part,
is this
okay,
radiation.
Okay, yep, I got you.
This is radiation. I can still show you in my book.
Since
it won't
the time
be water, but
we
fire
were
next
born.
Time. You might want
to
play that song,
to trust
I Like It by
know.
The Nightingale.
To trust those
it's
that have treated
rain.
Us well, that have loved us. Ronald Reagan said, you can trust people, but you need to verify. Well, think about this analogy. If you were going to jump off a diving board, but the water was all murky and you couldn't see what was in it, would you do it? Would you jump off some rocks by a lake if you couldn't see what was in the water? No. But it was crystal clear and you saw that it was deep and clean, you would. I've been on air 26 years. I started out on Access Television. I got a little radio show. It got syndicated. I started InfoWars. And viewers and listeners have a very detailed breakdown of where I came from and where I'm going and what I promote and what I support.
Okay. All right. Yeah, all right. So anyway, Angel Eagle, Lady Love, so what's the bottom line here? What's the answer to all our problems here on Earth today? Please tell us.
Live and let live.
Live and let
the
live. That's
line,
the answer, folks. Live and let live.
Wait a minute.
No, there's no. Come on now. You said live and let live. Okay. All right. I'll go with that. Let's bring Mandelicon back on. What's his answer? Let's see. I wonder if he can give us one. Go ahead, Mandelicon.
Help
us understand the times in which we live in today.
Of the matriarch is the final conclusion. If you look at Africa for the Africans at home and abroad. No matter what Angel Eagle Love, Florida, or Joe Gibson want to talk about in their selective amnesia of God and country under jingoism, the Creator represents the whole human family. That's why the red, black, and green has kicked you in the ass. And the total recall is live and let live in one love under the bloodless revolution. The bloodless revolution. What is the bloodless revolution? More coming to a theater near you. Florida, Joe Gibson, Angel Eagle. Let's get in the Zoom room with Joe Gibson.
How do we get there? How do we get there? Ted, come please, let us know. Tell us how we get to the Zoom room tonight, please. Let us know.
Okay, let me say this. We'll get to that. You will know soon enough. But keep putting forth your itinerary, your concept, and you will see that when it comes to we the people, by the people, for the people, your own testimony dismisses you and should make you sit the fuck down because you don't have the best interests of the people.
I'm watching a movie right now.
No
Coyote Ugly. I like that movie.
No power to the people. And in the Zoom room, the Zoom room tonight.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Madelkine. How do we get to the Zoom room for the 10th time? How do we get there?
I want to know how
many of us, some of us may not
have. Start yelling over everybody right when I ask a question. Go ahead.
Many of us may not have access, but according to the times we live in today, it is the total recall of the matriarch with the voodoo.
Total recall. That's how we get there. The total recall, the matriarch. Okay.
That is
all right, everybody. Yeah, we'll be on Zoom. You got to check out my Facebook page.
And the people
I don't think he's
going to
tell you, but.
Okay.
I promise.
That's okay.
I promise. We'll be back on again. Understanding the times in which you live today, and clearly we can not understand anything by the guests we've had here tonight. Try to give them all the floor here to bring what they wanted to the table. And again, what happened is we ended up in a shouting match and never got anything clarified whatsoever. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give each and one of them two minutes apiece to talk about whatever they want to talk about, but may, most importantly, probably expound upon what we just talked about here tonight, which was nothing. So, Florida, I'm going to let you go first. Go ahead. You get 2 minutes. Go ahead.
Okay. It doesn't matter what I have to say, right? Let McCallicott tell us how his new constitution, he wants to do away with the Constitution of the United States, so let him. I'm going to spend the other minute and 30 seconds and let McCallicott tell us what his new constitution of the United States, well, of course, he's good to do with that.
Okay. You're done? All right. McCallicott, he's deferring to you, so let me mute your mic so we don't want any yelling here. Go ahead. And the phone number is 657-383-0616 if you want to, and you know, get involved here. I doubt it. All right, go ahead, McCallicott. Oh, wait, that was wrong. Hang on, wrong phone number. Whoa. Get you off of there. All right. Go ahead, McCallicott. I almost put somebody on I shouldn't have. Go ahead, McCallicott.
Okay. I told you. Eagle Lady Love is to go before me. Because
I forgot. I'm sorry. Oh, no. All right. Okay. You want her to go first. Okay. I'm sorry. Okay. Go ahead. Listen, inspire her.
Okay.
Listening, inspiring. Go ahead.
Okay. Right now, there are a lot of violations happening. These people have resurrected the anthropomorphic pseudo-humankind, robots, AIs. They look human. I've interacted with them. At the top of this year, the Cornell University said that they're going to make sweat glands for them because they stink. But the real reason that many of you have to wear the mask is because these beings, many of them have the same faces, the same body structure, and especially when they're melanin enriched. It's one thing to see two people that look just alike, but when you start seeing 15 and 30 and 100 people with the same face, same body structure, it's scary. 3 or 4 months ago, the very Apple computers had said that they have a drone that does facial recognition and can recognize a face even though the mask is on. How did they come up with that when we just started wearing the mask less than, you know, a little bit over 3 months ago? Again, the social distancing. These beings, especially the ones that are into the Mayans, Aztecs, Incas, Voodoo, Santeria, Obia, witchcraft, Margaret Sanger's of the world, etc. Now, the Mongoloids, etc. Now, they are putting things in people.
Wow.
And the pain is felt at night, not doing the, and they do it so sneakily, you don't realize
sneakily.
Where it come from unless you pay attention, and most of us don't pay attention.
That's
this
true.
This is how they're able to distract us, and we don't go within ourselves. As I said, each even mongoloids, caucasoids, negroids
oh.
are their ancestors. And they are trying to warn us every day.
Uh-huh.
Now, one
uh-huh.
thing about
okay.
the mongoloids, those Chinese.
Oh, mongoloids. Sorry.
They,
I thought you were done. Sorry.
And the rest of them, it's a lot of them. They're from the Isaac, Esau, Jacob.
How many you
mongoloids.
Think there are? How many you think there are? How many?
Well, you got them in the Philippines. The Philippines are the ones that killed our Navy soldiers.
Oh, wow.
Our naval people in June of 2017. After
wow.
they had a protest in Philippines.
I got a question for you, Angel Lady Love, though. You mentioned the masks. Hang on. I got to cut you off because you talk over me. You said the masks. You said we're wearing the masks because if we take it off, we're going to see that everyone looks like us. Well, you know, and they're one step ahead of us. How come we weren't talking about the masks last year or a year before that if we were so far ahead and we always knew everything and you knew everything because they come and whisper to you at night and stuff like that and they tell you what's going to happen? How come you didn't let us know or warn us about these masks, you know, or somebody did? How come they didn't warn us? You know, I mean, because now the masks, if we take them off, we're going to see everybody looks like us. That's what she said. Very interesting. I don't wear the mask, actually. I never wear it. I get dirty looks, though. But one thing I did notice about people is that if I'm not wearing a mask, like I was in Walgreens the other day, they like the woman like was freaking out that I wasn't wearing a mask, you know. I mean, here I am in a tank top, you know, and workout pants and stuff like that, you know. And I'm standing there and she's like looking at me like, you know, like I'm sick and I'm coughing on her and she's like scared of me. And I'm like, what's the matter with you? You know, I'm looking at her. I'm looking at, you know, and she's like, how come you ain't wearing a mask? That literally, that's what she said. I said, oh, my God, I forgot in the car, you know, and I ran out the door. Seriously, yeah, that's what I did. And everyone in the store was just cracking up laughing. I mean, it's just, you people out there are freaking whacked. You're whacked. You're not going to get sick from nothing, okay? There's nothing going to happen to you. Don't worry about it. Don't wear your mask. If you feel like wearing it, wear it. Okay, fine. Wear a ski cap if you want to. Wear a ski mask if you want to. Wear any kind of mask. But, you know, you can do whatever you want, but don't do what the government tells you to do because it's not going to save you. And all you zombies out there and all you sheep out there that think if you don't wear your mask, you're going to die, knock it off, for real. Knock it off. Go ahead, Mandelicon. It's your turn.
How you doing? Understanding the times we're living today.
I don't understand nothing. Go ahead.
You're absolutely correct with your analysis. Trump 2020. You don't understand.
What happened in November 2020? Remember, we're going to arrest the capitals and we're going to storm the capitals everywhere. We're going to exercise the Second Amendment. What happened to that big movement?
You're interfering with my affairs, but in November 2nd, 2020, was that John Sean and you?
I don't know what it was. I'm just reminding everybody. I don't know. Somebody sent me a message. They said, talk about that. I don't know. I just threw it out there. Go ahead.
That's all right. But you love Belinda, Rihanna, Tina Vida, Sarah Steele, and you love... What's her name? Jamie Lynn?
God, you forgot her name. Wait till she knows, finds out about that. How could you forget her name? Oh, my Lord, that is the biggest insult in the world.
Here's what I want to tell you, that even Angel Igalelo, she don't recognize none of those names that you and I both know is in international public record. And here's why the Red, Black, and Green, with you, Florida, Angel Igalelo, you won't recognize because I have to help you remember what you forgot or don't want to recognize. According
or we don't remember.
The Southern flag or the red, white, and blue. That's what I'm here to help you recognize because of Tyrone Pinocchio Thompson from Talkville City.
Oh, God. I haven't talked to him in like 3 years.
Because of Joe Gibson, understanding the times we live in today, because of Florida, Angel Easley, that was Joe Gibson. none of you recognizes the red, black, and green that has defeated the Confederate flag in the red, white, and blue. And here's why I want to help you remember what you forgot or don't want to recognize. The Zoom room tonight. The Zoom room tonight. But here's why the red, black, and green.
And I may go live on Facebook, everybody. I may go live on Facebook with Sarah if she does that program
okay.
for me. I don't know how to do all that shit. So, you know, but go ahead, Mandelka. I'm sorry. Get 30 more seconds. Come on, Mandelka. I'm falling asleep here.
Okay. But here's why the red, black, and green has defeated the Confederate flag and the red, white, and blue, the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, and the Constitution. Because the Creator is the creator of all the people outside of the jingoism of God and country. I don't give a damn what sport figure wants to play basketball, NBA championship, or the World Series under Black Lives Matter. I don't give a damn about that.
I know,
that
we know that.
That has nothing to do with the red, black, and green. And here's why the red, black, and green has defeated the Confederate flag and the red, white, and blue.
You said that already. That's twice. Come on now.
Okay. Here's why the red, black, and green has defeated your ass.
Well, that's three times. Three times now.
Because of the matriarch and the bloodless revolution of returning all resources, articles, assets, and treasury back to the hands of the mothers, grandmothers, and great-grandmothers.
Wow. That was
no matter
what
color
yes, it was. That was and great. That was inspirational.
Cannot address that issue. Joe Gibson cannot address that issue. Florida cannot address that issue, but who can? Sarah Steele, Aceda Vida, Rihanna, Melinda, and
all right.
The chosen daughters of a meteor.
All right. There you go, Mandelka. That's awesome. That's great. Well, it was good to start the show off here again and with the Mandelicons and the Angel League and, of course, Florida. And everyone else that tuned in here tonight, I want to say thank you very much. And we'll be on tomorrow night. Guess what? We'll be on tomorrow night. We're going to do a two-part show, but it won't have anything to do with this part. So it'll be separate from this part. So maybe we'll get a good guest on tomorrow night. I don't know. So put the word out there, everybody, guys. You know, you want to come on Understanding the Times in Which We Live Today. We do got quite a following here. We got a bunch of people on here, but I'm not taking the bullshit tonight. So anyway, everybody, be good. I got a story to tell on Zoom. I got an awesome story to tell. So if I get on there, so you just have to wait and see. I don't know. But all right, good night, everybody. Take care. God bless.